Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Very, very excited to be here. The grand opening of Lady Jane's. It is a phenomenal location. If you're actually driving by on Woodward, you can probably see me doing this show as we speak. Hopefully the rain holds off. They got a little contest going on outside. Some people hopefully about to win a substantial amount of money. But a lot to get to, of course. Kyle Bogey here with you. The Bogey and Wojo show. Although my broadcast partner was stuck with one Jeff Rieger earlier today for four full hours. My goodness, what a disaster that was. Going to try and entertain you here for a solid 40 minutes leading you up to Tigers baseball coverage right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Open phone lines, of course, on those Detroit Tigers. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text, as always, is at 97136. And that's where I want to begin because, you know, yesterday I was on with Jeff Rieger on the very highly rated Valeni show. And although we probably didn't do a great job on it. And Rieger was trying to forcefully give Brad Ausmus credit for the changes that he made in the lineup yesterday. And clearly it ended up working out. The Tigers were able to, you know, get a nice little victory. Justin Verlander had a good day. Mikey Mahtook batting second. Yeah, Justin Upton up there, you know, batting third. J.D. Martinez back down. You know, Brad Ausmus was tweaking things. He was trying to do something to open up this 10-game homestand. Jeff Rieger sat back and he goes, oh my, Brad's going for it. You know, he's finally making some changes. He's really trying to do something here, trying to provide a spark for this Tigers team. And I said, Jeff, I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. And I'm sorry. I can't sit here and act as though, you know, now on June 27th, which was yesterday, now all of a sudden it's a good thing that Brad Ausmus is deciding to start, you know, making some changes. No, he should have been doing that probably a month ago as this team continued to perform below standard. But today the lineup comes out once again. And you saw the news that Victor Martinez is officially back in the Tigers lineup. He was activated off the DL. And first, I just want to say, good that Victor Martinez is back. Obviously a scary situation. You don't want, you know, a heart issue or any life-threatening type of deal to go on with any of these athletes or with anyone in general. You don't wish that upon anyone. So very, very good news that Victor Martinez is back. However, Victor Martinez slotted back into that lineup, and Brad Ausmus conveniently used the excuse to put him at sixth in the lineup, to move him down a couple of spots, to finally, after Victor Martinez had clearly struggled for most of the season, finally taken out of that cleanup spot. And I got to believe it's going to be for the foreseeable future. The only issue I have with this is one of the biggest indictments on Brad Ausmus and the lack of control, the lack of cojones, and the lack of, I would say, decision-making prowess that he's actually been able to convey over the last couple of seasons. He needed an excuse like this to move Victor Martinez out of that spot. He couldn't just make the decision. He couldn't just say, hey, you know what, Victor, you've had a great career. You got a lot of power. You know, you're a guy that's been a tremendous Tiger, you know, tremendous asset to this franchise for a very long period of time. Couldn't just sit him down and say, it's not working out right now. JD Martinez is performing a lot better. He's producing. So we're going to put him in the cleanup spot. Instead of actually being a man and having that conversation, pulling Victor Martinez into his office, he decided to do the passive-aggressive route and allow an issue with Victor Martinez off the field to be the reason why he finally decides to move V-Mart down in the lineup. I just want to know this, and we're probably not going to spend too much time on this just because, let's be honest, it's the Tigers and they're not a good ball club right now. But 248-539-9797. Ticket text, of course, is at 97136. As far as Brad Ausmus is concerned, I heard Jeff Rieger again yesterday and today giving Brad Ausmus credit. Does Brad Ausmus deserve credit for moving Victor Martinez down in this lineup, for now finally, officially starting to make some changes? 248-539-9797. And in my mind, if this is what you needed to be able to make the easy decision, then why are you even the manager? Why are you in charge of this group? Why are you in charge of this ball club? Like, the entire job of a professional coach, manager in baseball, whatever you want to call it, is to make difficult decisions. Sometimes easy decisions. Either way, you should have the respect of the clubhouse, the respect of the locker room, and you should be confident enough in your own ability and your responsibility as a head coach to simply make the right call, to make the tough decision. And if you can't handle the blowback that you're going to get, if you can't handle a veteran player, you know, kind of scoffing at you and maybe not respecting you or getting angry with you and having some choice words, which I got to believe Victor Martinez probably would have, that's on you. And this, to me, is more of an embarrassment for Brad Ausmus than it is, like, you know, for Tigers fans out there to suddenly rejoice that Victor Martinez is out of that spot. Yes, it's a good move. Yes, it's the right move. Justin Upton should be batting a little bit higher in the lineup. I love the fact that he's there at third. I love the fact that Miguel Cabrera is now batting cleanup, although I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't mind if JD Martinez was ultimately moved into that spot. But for Brad Ausmus to not be able to have that conversation is embarrassing. You know, in any other walk of life, you know, say that I go out there and I have a bad show, right? Jimmy Power is going to pull me into his office. He's going to be like, don't do this again. We don't need that. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to respect it. And we're going to have an adult conversation about what I did wrong, what I need to do to improve, whether I like it or not. You know, if you're a boss at a Fortune 500 company, you mean to tell me that, you know, Dan Gilbert has an issue with somebody at Quicken Loans, right? You mean to tell me that Dan Gilbert's going to be afraid to have a conversation with that employee, you know, pull him into the office, criticize him, say, you know, these numbers, they're just not where they need to be. No, because Dan Gilbert is a guy that's in charge. Dan Gilbert has a spine. And to me, this just shows that Brad Ausmus has had no control. Brad Ausmus has simply been afraid of these veteran players. And it's another example. It's much like what we saw earlier this season with Francisco Rodriguez. You know, it took two blown saves back-to-back nights for him to finally make the move and go to Justin Wilson and try to find a different role for Francisco Rodriguez. Why did it take that long? Why does it have to be, you know, a situation in which guys play their way out of it? Why not make the easy decision? Francisco Rodriguez had already cost you four games leading up to that point. Victor Martinez had continuously underperformed and not come through in the clutch. Terrible power numbers. Complaining about the dimensions of Comerica Park. Bring him into your office and say, hey, Victor. Sorry, dude. We're going to bat you sixth. I don't think Brad Ausmus deserves any credit for this move. But am I wrong on that? 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Doug in St. Clair. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Dougie.
Hey, man, what's up? Love the show, man.
Oh, I appreciate it.
This whole Ausmus thing, man, when Dombrowski hired him back in whenever it was, three, 4 years ago, whatever, he had no experience. And, you know, shame on Dombrowski because he's smarter.
Oh, did we lose Doug?
What?
You just broke up. Keep going.
Oh. Okay. Anyways, he hired the guy with no experience. Dombrowski should have known better. So, you know, we can blame Ausmus all day long, but the guy's got no experience. But anyways, he's kind of fine-tuning his thing, but he's got a championship ball club here. This team is built to score runs, you know?
Well, look,
and he's made bad decision after bad decision, and, you know, you can't put a guy who's learning – in a learning process in the middle of a championship ball club. You just can't do it.
No, I'm with you, Doug. And look, I'm not going to go as far as to say that the Tigers are a championship ball club, okay? I mean,
well, they were when they hired them. They were when they hired them.
That's
what I'm
fair. And I will say this, too. You know, had Brad Ausmus maybe had the stones to make some difficult decisions earlier in the season when the Tigers were stumbling, maybe, you know, you'd be in a better position right now. Maybe the fan base wouldn't be completely turned off, and maybe you would have an actual chance to get back into the race in the AL Central. Right now, it's just too late.
I agree 100%. Yep.
Well, I appreciate the call, Doug. I mean, again, this goes back to, and it feeds into this belief from Tigers fans that Brad Ausmus was, in fact, handed the keys to a much better team, and you shouldn't have done that to a rookie manager. It also feeds into the growing belief, and I absolutely believe this, that in that clubhouse, Brad Ausmus is afraid of veteran players, that he wants to be, you know, one of those players. He just kind of wants to be one of the guys. And that's not his job. You know, Greg Popovich is a guy that you can actually respect, because Greg Popovich will talk to these 32, 35, 25-year-old grown men, and he'll tell it like it is. He's not going to be afraid of these guys. He's not going to be afraid to hurt Tim Duncan's feelings. You know, they need somebody that's going to provide motivation, that's going to actually, I don't know, be someone that shows a spine. And Brad Ausmus has been anything but that. He's trying to be friends. He's trying to be buddies with all of these players. Do you give Brad Ausmus credit? Does he deserve credit for finally moving Victor Martinez down in that Tigers lineup? I say no, just because he used a, again, I don't want to say convenient excuse, because you never want to see a guy have a health issue off the field, but he's using this as an excuse to make a tough decision. Why not do this a month ago? I'm Kyle Bogan, 97 on the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.